Breaking ground, Sly and the Family Stone was full blown.
If you want me to stay,
let's move on. Parliament hovered with the mothership, had the whole damn world standing under it.
Not just knee deep, we were totally deep.
With the Isley Brothers in between the sheets, music had meaning and relevance.
Earth, wind, and fire,
universal elements. Ohio Players roller coaster took us so high, should have signed waivers before we could ride. Jeffrey Osborne headed LTD, holding on to love that you just can't keep. War introduced us to Cisco Kid, and the Commodores told us what a brick house is. Slave taught the whole world how to slide. Prince let us look inside his dirty mind. Super freaks treat me like I'm Rick James.
They got incense, wine, candles, Mary Jane.
Roger and Zap, do why did it. Even more love cause they from my city. Lakeside 2, I thought y'all knew. The Fantastic Voyage was a funked out cruise. Barcades hit you with that freaky behavior. Couldn't play it loud cause my neighbors were haters.
Standing still on these jams, who you think you are?
Ain't no parking on the dance floor.
Ask Midnight Star.
The Brothers Johnson made it even better. Gave it more flavor with a strawberry letter.
Oops, upside your head
was the jam.
A funky backhand from the Gap Band.
Damn, come a long way from then to now. But you know it's cameo when you hear that.
Ow, baby, we can do it. Take the time, do it right.
See, that's the SOS Band. And if you can't understand, then you really shouldn't be here tonight.
What you gonna play now, Bobby? I don't know, but whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky. 1, 2, 3. Fellas,
yeah,
a brand new funk.
Tell us about it.
Brand new funk.
Yeah, all right.
If you wanna get down with a bar,
right,
this is the way you do it.
Yeah.
Walk up and rap to it.
Uh-huh.
Put your hand on the lower left arm. You rap to
right.
I mean, come on like you should.
Uh-huh.
Come on with you, come on.
Yeah.
Funky. Down, down, down.
Hey, listen to the man.
Welcome back to the exciting world of Funk Fever Podcast.
Make it funky.
Tonight we have a very special guest, Mr. Suki.
Hey, 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 what's up?
How's it going, brother?
All right, baby. We're going to try to make it funky.
We are, indeed. And what were some of those funky tracks you just played for us?
Yeah, I thought since it's my first broadcast and all that, we start out with something by Kill Malacca, which featuring, you know, Mr. P-Funk himself, George Clinton. And I thought it would be a good way to start out a bit of an introduction of the history of funk, in a way.
Indeed.
Yeah, and then we follow up with a record that I bought about, well, in the early 80s, 83 or so, which was mixed by Foggy, some guy from England. Yeah, which is a medley of James Brown. You know, I thought this two records are the proper records to start our show.
Most definitely. 1983.
Yeah, that J.B. Madley was.
Wow.
Hey, I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but, you know, one thing for sure, I wasn't three when I bought that record.
Hey, I was at least 4 years old, by the way.
Oh, really? Big brother.
So, what got you into DJing?
Oh, by accident, really. I'm a hairdresser by trade, and when I went to beauty school in the mid-70s, well, I collect records for a long time, and when I went to beauty school, in class, I have all these black kids and these gay kids, right? And this is like 1975, before Saturday Night Fever, when disco was still underground. Yeah, and my schoolmates, they have weekend parties, you know, house parties. And when they find out I have all these records, they pretty much put a gun on my head. You need to play music for us. That's how I started.
That's perfect.
I can't have it, boy.
Well, yeah.
That's as good as any way to start DJing. And what do you have for us now there, brother?
Well, tonight we're going to try a number of different things. Basically, I bought some records, some of my favorite ones, and also try to go through a little bit of history. So hopefully our audience will understand the evolution of soul funk music, which becomes what music is today. Well, you know, before that, other style influence, that sort of thing.
Sounds amazing.
Or we could go way back. Yeah, I could talk about stuff with you from the 40s. That's 1840s, not 1940s.
Are you a vampire or something?
Yeah, man. I don't sleep. So what we got here? You know what? Our next record, you would not expect who does this. Okay. So we want to talk about the artist now, or we want to do it later?
Let's leave him suspended.
All right. Here we go.
I was standing on the corner in the middle of the square, trying to make me some arrangements to give me some of that dynamite reef there. Now, I was already high and dressed very fly, just standing on the corner watching all the fine hoes, when up drove my main man band in his Super 98 Bowl. Now as the band stepped out, the cat he looked about, me he began to speak, when with a sexy stride out from the other side stepped this real fine freak. Now she wore a black chemise dress, which was considered to be one of the very best. Her hair was glossy black, her eyes was a deep sea green blue, and her skin was a boss dark hue. And man, she was some kind of fine. Now, as I spoke to Van and I shook his hand, I asked him, was that his honey? Without no jive, this was the dude's reply, like she's anybody who wants to make some money. He said she's Billy Down and known all around as Miss Doriella DuFontaine. She plays a stick, mind me, she's slick and she's one of the best in the game. This girl is no jerk, cause I seen her work. She's nice and she can use her head. Now she's good with her prat from a long ways back, and she done made me a whole lot of bread. Now Van was sporting a Panama straw, had a Corona El Producto stuck out the side of his jaw. He wore a beige silk suit that looked real silky, and he was dressed to make Rockefeller feel guilty. Now I was pressed, I must confess, although I couldn't compare with Van, it's not that his taste is better than mine, it's just that he's the big money man. Hey fellas, Dariella said, I'm starving as can be, how about a bite to eat? So we all agreed on a fabulous fee, down at the Waldorf up on the big street. Now the Waldorf was glowing in bright neon light, although this was my first flight. We were all clean at the Board of Health, three players, that's true, in rainbows of blue, and we painted a picture of wealth. Now as we were dining, man started unwinding, and he began to run his mouth off to me. But as we left, I dug his woman, Miss DuFontaine, was steady pinning on me. Hey, fella Doriella said, since we met, I'm glad, so here's the address to my pad. So next Saturday, I got real fly, and I went to see Miss DuFontaine. I stopped off with my main man, Joe. This dude deals with clothes, and I caught me some cocaine. Now as I got to her pad, Jim, it was some kind of bag. It was really a false set. She had a 5-inch carpet, which was limited in market somewhere from the Far East Orient. High five was sailing and I wasn't failing, but I just couldn't rap to this queen. She dug my feet with cold and took a tight hold and gave me some pot Chicago green. She said, if you be my man, together we'll trip the land and I'll be your true blue bitch. And although you have to show me to those other squares, like I'll take that dough and make you rich. You know where I'm at, I really went for that. And I put this fine hole in the bed. Me and this queen made love supreme. And I flipped and she gave me some head. Now next Saturday around 1, we was out having fun at the club known as the Island of Joy. When in walked Dixie Fair, drugstore millionaire, international playboy. Hey, fella Dixie said, who's that fine Marlon Red? Why, I'll give you a fee if you introduce her to me. So I did, and my woman D, she did the rest. Now, next morning in bed, horse honey, she said, I can take Dixie off for all his bread. But like, you've got to wait patiently like a hustler on a sunny lands in New Mexico. Because I don't want you around when I take off this clown and I get him hung up in my den. But when I pull through, baby, I'll come straight to you, and you'll never have to hustle again. So the next morning, I jumped in my 5 and I'm a gray silk vine. I downed me a pint of ice cold wine. I snatched my black MacBook and made reservations on TWA Airline. Now, my stay wasn't bad. I had a fabulous pair. I pulled plenty of fabulous holes. I pulled Miss Carmen Vista, who was using a keister, and first cousin of Mexicali Rose. Now the climate was hot, there was plenty of pot, and the tequilas were dynamite. As I lay in my shack on top of Carmen's back, she was on her knees all night. As I patiently waited, I got a telegram that stated, it said, Papa Daddy, I made a real grand slam. I'm on my way, TWA, Comet number 3. I'll be in New Mexico by 4. I can't say no more. Love your fine woman, D. Carmen then gave me a bath and ice cold milk. And I jumped in my $500 gray silk and downed me a pint of ice cold wine. When I dug the New York News that shook me in my shoes, with its bold, daring headline. It said, Bulletin, last night, Dixie Fair. Drugstore millionaire committed suicide, left all his fame to Miss DuFontaine, stated to be his bride. So Jim, I made a beeline on down to the airport, just in time to hear the announcer say, attention in the lobby, attention in the lobby. Relatives and friends of passengers on comet number 3, wait no longer for unfaithful cool hands. The good comet has crashed off the coast known as Chili Sand. But wait! The rescuers say that there was a woman alive. Age 25. Hair glossy black, eyes deep sea green blue, skin a boss dark hue. She said she was on her way to her fine man in gray, stated to be his bride. She would have been his true blue bitch and would have made him rich, but Jim, she coughed up blood and died.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How much you laid on there, brother?
Hey, man.
Was that mysterious man making that funk music?
Well, yeah, man. If you into guitar sounds, then you know it's unmistakably recognizable. It's Mr. Hendrix. Yeah, that was the first one was done. Well, actually, we played two of his cuts on the funk show, Jimi Hendrix. Okay, the first one, the title is called Doriala DuFontaine. It's featuring Jimi Hendrix on guitar and bass with his band of gypsies bandmate Buddy Miles on drums and organ, and then with Lightning Rod on the vocals. Now, but this must be done in 1971. Probably Jimi Hendrix at his troubled times, searching for whatever future that is, musically speaking, before he passed away a year later. And he did a lot of jamming in New York, so this piece must have been done by then at that time. And what we're hearing coming up here is a brand new thing, which is a house track done by producer by the name of Soul Minority. Listen to it, man.
In a way, we're all soul minorities.
Yeah, that's right. Hopefully, become soul majorities.
I hope so too.
But in reality, we are the majority because we all got soul.
Well, let's make it fun.
Yes, man. Yeah.
Thank you.
sound like to you?
Has anyone ever heard a little song called White Line?
Yeah, that's a track by Liquid Liquid. And we all know that, you know, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. Yeah. Master Millie Mel, was it Millie Mel?
Yeah,
Millie Mel's voice, man. White Line. And this, where they get the sample from. They were using this bass line to make White Lines.
White Lines, I will have to say, is one of two of my all-time favorite anti-drug songs.
Don't do it.
Better not do it. We're going to play the next one.
No.
Which is sampled for the other all-time favorite anti-drug song, which would be, well, you can guess it after the track.
Yeah, you can't go for that.
There you go.
Don't do it.
A little Hall & Oates.
Thank you.
That was the funky stylings of Manu Dibango.
Yeah, Neil Bell.
One of Afrobeat's finest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that, this one was mixed by one of my friends in New York, Masters at Work. Yeah, some of the finest producers.
You just know those guys from DJing around and stuff.
I brought Louis Vega to Hong Kong for a party. That's how we met. And of course, you know, we became friends after I came here. Yeah, last time I was in at Miami at the Winter Music Conference, you know, the big time in the States, right? For those who haven't been to the Winter Music Conference, it have became the biggest thing for club music. Happens in March. But anyway, when I was there, he got a whole lot. He have about 24 Cuban people rolling fresh cigars for everybody.
Sounds like my house.
Yeah, man, that, you know, the Afro beat. Nice, man. What are we gonna do now?
Suki, I don't know.
Whatever it is, it's got to be funky. Okay, well, you know what, man? I got this thing here. How about some Talking Head records?
Sounds great.
You into the Talking Heads?
I am. Hey, by the way, we're going all over the place with some funky stuff, from pop grooves to disco stuff to what do you consider funk?
Oh, if you're dirty, you got funk. You know, you got a dirty mind, you got a dirty butt, you want to shake your bum, and you got the funk fever. Yeah, man. Our next record, it's of course, as I mentioned, it's the Talking Heads, but it's just a Talking Heads record. I'm not saying the Talking Heads weren't funky. They were funky in their own way. But this here, it's a cover version of something. Check it out.
Help us lose our mind.
of up-tempo funk in my mind anyway. Some of the few of my favorite groove records.
There's definitely something undeniably funky about those last few, about the whole podcast, about every podcast.
I hope so, man. Yeah, we got plenty to come. We got plenty of music.
Most definitely. Yeah,
I have funky music from the 1840s on. All the way up to the 2140s.
We got some dinosaur funk. Tyrannosaurus Rex funk.
Yes, and we got some Transformer funk.
Yeah. That just about wraps up this, which was our first joint effort podcast, Sookie.
Hey, man. Great. Been a pleasure. I hope my cold make me sound sexier.
There is nothing unsexy about you ever, Sookie.
Ooh, yeah, they call me the pimp. Yeah, man, I'll be pimping it. Chef.
Yellow Dynamite.
The Mac. Superfly.
So, signing off, wish you all the best. I hope you enjoyed this podcast, Sookie and I.
All right, man. Is that it?
We're going to leave you with one final track by Funkadelic.
Oh, that's what I forgot, man. Yeah. How could we do a funk show without playing any Funkadelics? Yes, definitely. Here it comes, man.